5:02 in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker. It is great to have you with us. And we've got Take It or Leave It coming up in a moment. Send in your text to the Hot Shots text line at 65780. Before we get to Take It or Leave It, a woman in Australia has made headlines for a beef she has with a couple of her neighbors. Cilla Carden actually took her neighbors to court because of their love of grilling. Carden, you see, is a vegan and claimed her neighbors destroyed her quality of life. But how?
They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there.
Fish is all you smell. Can't go out there. So the neighbors took a stand. They created a Facebook group called Community Barbecue for Cilla Carden. The page description read, "Don't let Cilla destroy a good old Aussie tradition. Join us for a community barbecue and help Cilla Carden get some pork on her fork." Take it or leave it. Missing out on steak is the only thing destroying her quality of life.
I'll leave it.
Isn't the only thing?
I'm going to take it.
Is or isn't.
It's the only thing. The missing out on steak is the one thing that is preventing her from having a great
life. I don't know what else she's got going in her life. Seems like she's a bit whiny, too. Yeah. It's probably due to the lack of iron and protein. Yeah, it's like fish. This is a nightmare neighbor. And another, vegan telling you they're a vegan.
Are you sure you wouldn't do this if you smelled somebody fish? Cooking fish outdoors?
Yeah, I'm sure I wouldn't do this. No. My neighbors can do whatever they want.
I really like Outback Steakhouse. I like Australian steak.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
You like that Bloomin' Onion?
The Bloomin' Onion. It might not be great for you.
Oh, there's no chance it's good for
it's
you.
It's really good.
It's only like 7,000 calories, though, if you have a couple of pieces.
It's a vegetable.
If you're Michael Phelps, it's fine.
There you go. Guys, here's some good news for you. The official playing rules of the National Football League are now available in Spanish. Take it or leave it. You would be able to decipher them and understand them the same, whether they're in English or Spanish.
I will take it. I only know a little bit of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still don't think that would make much of a difference because the rules are normally...
You can figure those out. The part of what's a catch is going to be a little bit difficult in both languages.
Well, now we've got replay.
I can't figure that out.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that.
And now we have replay to determine whether or not pass interference has happened. I'm sure that will go smoothly as well.
It's going to go great. It's going to go really well.
I'm glad they're trying, quite frankly.
Got to do something.
After last year.
Got to do something. Guys, take it or leave it. You can say off the record when you say something live on air.
Leave it.
I'm going to leave that too.
I was driving in today listening to MLB radio, and Mad Dog Russo was talking about, he was doing a whip around the league, and he was talking about the Rays. And he said, they're not long for Tampa Bay anyhow. And he was like, that's off the record. It's not, What do you mean? What do you mean?
That's awesome.
You said off the record, but he said it live. I hear you. That is the record. And he's probably all mad about it.
It's like when you're on a jury and they tell you, just disregard everything you just heard.
He said, I killed him.
I heard it already.
He said, I did that. Oh, well. Mad Dog.
Guys.
Off the record. Have you heard of Pearl Harbor? That's 100% off the record.
That's wonderful.
One time, Gene Stallings, when he was the head coach of the Cardinals, we had a press conference. There's like 25 people. He said, can we go off the record here? So he took 25 people off the record. It was great. It was fun.
See, that's nice to
stuff,
do.
But, he could trust
but it wasn't
us.
Live on air.
Right. He could trust us, and we trusted him. So it worked out well.
Just a few days ago, Aaron Rodgers, who was participating in the game tonight against the Bears, the first real NFL game of the season, gave an interview with Rich, and he was asked about how long he's going to play. Now, he's 36 years old at the moment, or going to be 36, and here's what he said. I envision playing as long as my body feels good and I have the love for the game, and I do right now, that still fuels me and is still a passion. And he says, I would like to win the Super Bowl when I'm 45 and ride off into the sunset. Now, we have also heard Tom Brady say he wants to play till he's 45 years old. Take it or leave it, Aaron Rodgers plays to an older age than Tom Brady will.
Totally leave it.
I don't even think it's going to be close.
No. He's already been beat up the last couple of years, so I don't think he can.
I'm also going to leave it. Brady's already 42. This guy's got a long way to go. You're talking another 9 years to get to 45. I don't think that's going to happen.
And the only time Brady's been hurt was with that knee injury. Otherwise, yeah. He hasn't been banged up. He hasn't had any of those soft tissue injuries or anything.
That's that.
That was your ringtone, man.
Wasn't that your ringtone for a while, Randy?
Yes. Yeah, I loved that.
Got a call, Randy.
And now Bernard Pollard is an ESPN analyst. He's my favorite one now.
You had that as your ringtone?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, you'd hear it randomly during the show because, you know, Randy doesn't turn his phone off.
I did before the show started. I turned my phone off.
Take it or leave it. Randy has more phone problems than Greg Amsinger.
Leave it.
I'm going to leave it, too.
Yeah. I will also leave it.
Earlier, as you know, Ronj is a Bears fan, and he's wearing a hat that says Bears, 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 Bears. And across the room, I didn't realize it was Bears because it's a Bears day. I thought it was a Sears cap.
Oh, man. So not only is he colorblind.
He don't read so good.
Yeah, he don't read so good.
I was across the room, and I thought, that he's wearing a Sears cap? That's weird. So Sears is an old store for youngins.
Is Sears still around?
There's one or two.
A lot of places. They just closed here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like a month ago, maybe?
Within the last couple months, yeah. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Take it or leave it. The Cubs and the Brewers collapse in September, and the Cardinals win the division by 6 games.
Leave it.
Oh, I'll leave that.
Gonna leave it also. Wishful thinking. Would really like to see that.
That would be awesome because you could line things up the way you want to. It would be ideal situation. They know they're going to win the division before you get to that final series of the season. That way, you can rest the guys you want to rest. You can get your rotation set the way you want it. But I think we all know that's probably not going to happen. I would be really shocked if those final 3 games don't matter.
We've got a mic drop from Luke.
Oh, wow. I like it.
I'm going to leave it.
I'm going to leave it too. But man, doesn't that seem like a Belichickian thing to
do? It really does.
Because it seems like somebody gets in there and they drink the water or the Kool-Aid or whatever it is they're serving over there in Foxborough. And all of a sudden they just start falling in line and get some stuff figured out. I mean, outside
Josh Gordon.
And another murderer. Who was...
They didn't ask him back, at least.
No, you're right. Aaron Hernandez. Oh.
Although he'd be tough to get on the field at the moment.
Well, currently, for sure.
It'll be interesting to hear and find out whether or not Gruden and Mayock are on the same page with this argument.
Wouldn't you think that with the relationship... Because they kind of picked... Gruden picked Mayock.
He did.
Wouldn't you think that they probably had that conversation beforehand about how you're going to handle Antonio
Brown? I would think
Brown?
So. Because didn't you guys think in Hard Knocks that Gruden was the good cop and Mayock was the bad cop?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they played that pretty well.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. We need a double doink to start the season off with the Bears.
Take it. Leave it. I don't need that. I don't need that in my
life.
That
sucks.
You kidding? It's not going to happen. I'm telling you that there is going to be a missed field goal tonight, and it's just going to be a shank. It's not going to be close to the uprights.
Like Aaron Hernandez prison shank?
What in the hell?
What do you mean?
Like
somebody's going to shank somebody?
No, this is a worse shank.
Oh.
It is way worse to miss wide left.
Who was it that shanked the one? Ah, Vikings, I'm thinking. Blair Walsh, was it him
was game winner against Seattle?
It was. I don't even know where he was kicking the ball to. And then EA Sports did the really funny video of like Blair Walsh lining up towards the stands.
Yeah,
it's funny. Really good.
And then Norwood, right? You've seen the jerseys with Norwood's jersey. It's awesome. That's really good.
Take it or leave it. The Cardinals push hard in the offseason for Mad Bum, Odorizzi, or Arrieta, and they end up signing one of them.
Take it. And I think it's going to be Odorizzi of those three.
You know, I'm going to take it just to be hopeful.
Take it or leave it. If a Bears field goal, any Bears kick, clanks off of an upright or a crossbar like that, Ron should bring us a Schnucks cookie cake tomorrow.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
If, well, we should bring him a cookie cake. No, he's going to be the one feeling that's bad.
No, it's like a... No, I'll... It'll be my therapy going into the Schnucks before the show starts. It'll make me feel good.
All right, make sure you buy some knives,
And then I'm going to buy that 101 ESPN Ezra Brooks bourbon.
Oh, good call. At Schnucks.
At Schnucks. Idea. That yeah. You can get at all Schnucks locations in St. Louis.
Take it or leave it. Scylla. Scylla? Scylla? Did we decide on Scylla?
We don't know.
C-I-L-L-A. We'll say Scylla. Scylla the Australian is the only person you know who does not like the smell of barbecue.
I'll take that.
I mean, I don't love the smell of fish, but barbecue in general. Just the smell of a charcoal grill.
Baby.
I mean, come on. Yep. It doesn't get much better than that.
Great.
Yeah, she's crazy.
And take it or leave it, AB has been placed on the IR, the idiot reserve.
Oh.
I'll take that.
Take it. Can I add one in really quick?
Go for it.
Just got it from the text line, from the 314. My buddy the Bears fan just knocked up his old lady with twins. Take it or leave it, that's another double doink.
Well, I'll take it.
Well, it depends on if he wanted to.
Either way, it's a double doink.
Yeah, it is a double doink.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
Thanks for your text. Text line 65780. You may not have heard it, but Greg Amsinger does think that some big names will be on the move this offseason. That's next on 101 ESPN. Greg Amsinger, MLB Network, earlier today here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And while I have a tendency to agree perhaps about Mookie Betts because he'll be a free agent and the Red Sox will know exactly what they need to spend to keep Mookie Betts after next season, I don't see how the Cubs make themselves better by not having Chris Bryant on their team. I understand that he's still upset that he got called up late and he's got a grievance against them. But at some point, if you're the Cubs, you already offered him $200 million, right? You have to work past that. And I don't know who the Cubs get for Chris Bryant that improves their team.
Because they're in win-now mode.
Yeah.
Like, this is a ball club. If it's not going to happen for them this year, which we all know it's not because it's going to happen for the Cardinals, it's going to be very difficult to foresee a situation where they're able to get a haul that is so good that it's going to be better than Chris Bryant in the right here, the right now. But I guess if you do get to the point where you're negotiating, you're going back and forth, you offer them even a little bit more money, they're like, no, we'll just wait this out. We'll see. Maybe they force your hand. Maybe his camp does. Maybe that relationship is bad. We at least on the surface know that the relationship between Madden and the front office is not great. Maybe there's a similar thing going on with Chris Bryant as well, and that's more of the narrative than the player being a fit.
Well, I certainly don't think they would force him to stick around if he's unhappy. I don't know how unhappy he really is. I don't know how upset he still is regarding them failing to call him up for that first couple of weeks a few years ago and manipulating his service time. He's got that grievance filed with the union, so I'm sure he hasn't completely forgotten about it. He certainly hasn't said, forget it, guys. It's no big deal. We're just going to – everything's fine now. So I imagine that's still on his radar. The only other thing I can think of is Jed Hoyer, their GM – I don't know how many days ago it was, but it was within the last week – was giving an interview and on my old station, actually, and talking about how – and I'm paraphrasing, that they were disappointed in this collection of young players they had that should have all been MVPs, and they're not all performing like MVPs. So if there's some kind of thought in the front office's mind that Bryant, for whatever reason, is not living up to what they want, and they feel like they could just start fresh, let him go somewhere else, clean slate, we can start over here, he can go somewhere else and make that happen – maybe then, but you're right. They don't get better by losing Chris Bryant in an offseason.
Meanwhile, when you look at the Red Sox with Mookie Betts, there's actually been discussion about the Red Sox tearing down. And they aren't immune to finishing in last place. I believe since they won the 2013 World Series, they finished in last place a couple of times. But I believe with their revenues, they have too many good players. They're too close to tear down, even if J.D. Martinez opts out, and we don't know what Sale and Price will be next year. But, man, when you sign Devers to that contract, and you sign Bogarts to his contract, and you've got Jackie Bradley Jr. and Benintendi and Betts, you've got so much there. If I were in the Red Sox shoes, and obviously I'm not, I would sooner try to reinforce and try to get back to the World Series.
I would too. To me, it's just so hard to get value for these type of players. Now, it's also hard to find any free agents out there that you're going to want also. So I guess it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But most organizations are going to want to hang on to their top prospects, like their main guys, those guys that they believe are going to be next. So if you look at the White Sox, it's Robert. They're going to want to hang on to him. He's probably not going to be going in a trade that way. So it's risk and reward. If you're going to end up trying to trade a guy like that, what can you get? Like, what value is there better than the player that you have? You still have him under control. I understand when you get to the point, like we were talking about with Bryant, if he finds himself unsignable at some point where or there's just you don't want to sign that player back, then you make a move if you don't think that he's a fit. But outside of irreconcilable
differences.
I haven't gone through a divorce. I don't know that one
good
yet.
For you.
Knock on wood. That's the only way that I can see trading that player, especially if you're the Red Sox, you're the Cubs. The other guy that's different is Lindor that he mentioned.
Oh, man. Their owner did say, when asked about what fans should think about the future of Frankie Lindor in Cleveland, he said, well, enjoy him for the next couple of years.
Enjoy him.
That's outrageous, man. If I'm a fan of that team that has still failed to they've had good teams. They obviously went to a World Series a couple of years ago. But if one of the most exciting young players in 20 years comes through my organization and my team is not even going to pretend to try to keep him around, I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, because Lindor could be a franchise linchpin if they were to build around him. And it's not like they've got the best farm system in baseball, but it's a little bit above average. It's okay. So there is some talent coming. How do you not make some kind of effort to keep that guy around?
If you're that team and you've been able to develop pitching the way you have and you have other young talent like they have, they went out and they got their first baseman back. They have Jose Ramirez at third. I think that's another team that is being really irresponsible not trying to keep that guy around.
Totally. Now, the comments are it's unforgivable if, in fact, that's how you look at this player. But right now, you've got a 25-year-old shortstop that's one of the best in the game, and you've got two more years of control under him. So there's no way that I would trade that guy now. Maybe the following offseason when he's coming into his last year and I know I can't sign him, but I think that you'd end up getting a similar haul even for a year. 2 years of Lindor, nobody's going to give up what it would take to equal that guy. He's going to go through arbitration again this year. He's making $10.5 million right now. That probably jumps up to $17 or $18 million, which is very doable for that player. Arbitration the following year, he'll probably make $25 million. Like, that's kind of how the trajectory of the position. I'd be happy to pay that type of money for him for a couple of years if I'm the Indians.
I absolutely would too. And if you're that team, how many years do you want to keep kicking the can down the road? Because if you're trading him, that's what you're saying, that we're going to be good again in another 5 years from now. Well, why don't you try to win a World Series? Why don't you try doing that right now? You've got a team that's pretty good, and they're just sitting outside a wild card spot. And if Cleveland gets into the postseason, I know they got some injuries they're dealing with. If they got into the playoffs, I think they're a lot more dangerous than you think.
Kluber apparently is not going to return this season.
Right.
Coming back from the broken arm, Terry Francona announced yesterday that he's not feeling very good. But they do have Carlos Carrasco back, and he's pitching out of the bullpen right now and might be able to build up to start. But they really don't need him to start. They've gotten such good work out of Adam Plutko and Zach Plesac and obviously Shane Bieber at the top of their rotation. That is a team that should be able to challenge right now. It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, and we are only half an hour away from the conclusion of this fine program because we go from 2 to 6. If you didn't hear the announcement earlier today, Stalter and Rivers starts next Monday. Anthony Stalter and Jamie Rivers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here on 101 ESPN before us. So that'll be fun. We'll be talking a lot of sports with those fun and fine fellows.
Those guys are fun and fine fellows.
Yeah, good people. Excited for them. It's going to be a fun show, and I got a feeling we'll chop it up and have some shenanigans in between the show.
I love shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
The place with all the crap on the walls?
I'm going to pistol whip the next son of that session and against.
The Bears and Packers kick off the NFL season tonight, and it's the start of what should be many tight and competitive division battles across the league. It's next on 101. It's the start of the NFL's 100th season. It is one of the five best rivalries in all of sports. And gentlemen, with all due respect to any rivalry that the Raiders have or the Steelers-Browns rivalry or the Rams-49ers rivalry, I think the Bears and the Packers is the best rivalry in the National Football League. And we get it tonight here on 101 ESPN to open up the NFL season.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And I think that the beginning of the NFL season is always fun. And you could have put anybody out there on this slate. And I think a lot of people will be watching. And I do understand that I'm talking to St. Louis. And some of you are saying, screw that. Well, you don't have baseball to watch tonight, so you might as well get in on this and dabble a little bit. But you do have the two historic franchises. You got two teams right now that both expect to go win a Super Bowl. The Bears' defense was amazing. They're looking for Trubisky to take some steps forward. And as we had our guest earlier, Jarrett Payton, say there's room to grow for this Bears team. And for the Packers, you got Aaron Rodgers, and you've got a new offense. You got at least some new offensive ideas with head coach Matt LaFleur. A lot of intrigue heading into this one.
I'd like to see how that mesh is between the two of them. And LaFleur's not the coach of this team if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign off on that. So I am also curious to see how the offense looks with those two working together. But this season for the Bears is going to come down to, like it does for a lot of teams, their quarterback. We know the defense is going to be good. I agree with Jarrett on this point. I don't think it's going to be as good as it was last year. That'd be really difficult to top. They were awesome. So I think they'll be steady. But this is about how Trubisky progresses. Does he take another step forward? The problem with watching him is you're not sure. You really don't have any idea. They believe he's making progress. There probably is some minimal progress if you look from game one of last week to game 16. But man, he's really tough to figure out. And I mean, tough to project. Is he going to be a really good quarterback? I don't have any idea, but I hope he starts off strong tonight.
I think it's also interesting, as we were talking to Jarrett Payton earlier, WGN, he mentioned the new defensive coordinator. Chuck Pagano is the defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio, he's the head coach in Denver now.
Fangio's really good.
Well, he was great, and that defense was great. But there was a legitimate excitement about what Pagano could potentially bring to this. He mentioned just all of the weapons you're giving him, and he said the word smart. The biggest adjective that is he talks to people around the game about Chuck Pagano is how smart he is. I want to see how he deploys it. And as Payton told us before, it's going to be interesting tonight. Like, how do you go after Rodgers? How creative do you get? Because that dude can burn you.
Yes, he
can. And if you're Chicago, if you're Chuck Pagano, what is Matt LaFleur? Because he's never had a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He's had Jared Goff. He's had Marcus Mariota. Mariota. He's never had somebody with the arm and the athleticism and the mobility of Aaron Rodgers. So how does Matt LaFleur deploy Rodgers, and how does he deploy the running game? He's been a guy that, whether it was Gurley or Derrick Henry, heavily used the running game in his previous stops. Will Aaron Jones, fingers crossed, get a lot of carries and a lot of yards tonight?
I didn't know you were an Aaron Jones owner. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that'll be part of the feeling out process. And maybe we won't get a full look at what the Packers' offense is going to look like throughout the season, just due to the fact that the Bears' defense is as good as it is. Might have to mix things up. They might have to be creative, go outside the box. Maybe they will run it more as opposed to slinging it. I know that Rodgers has a couple of good weapons on the outside. Devontae Adams, one of them. Geronimo Allison certainly being another one. And this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a tight game. And if you're into wagering, the Bears are favored by 3.5.
What do you think there?
I took the Packers. Straight up, I didn't take the points either. I just took them money line.
Here's a fun fact. It's kind of like the Cardinals and Dodgers in Major League Baseball. Of course, this is the start of the 100th year of the NFL. The Packers lead the all-time series with the Bears, 96 wins, 94 losses, and 6 ties. They're virtually identical over 100 years.
You know, and let me say this, too. As somebody who is a Bears fan, and I'm really supposed to hate the Green Bay Packers, I admire the hell out of what they are. There's really nothing like that in sports. You've got this market that is just tiny. And there's a waiting list to get tickets for that place. It is very hard to go watch the Packers play at Lambeau because it's hard to get seats. And the way they support that franchise, and knowing that it's a nationally recognized place, you know, that team mm-hmm. is that team is as much I don't want to call them America's team because they're not, but they are as the Q rating is as high as it is for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it is.
You know, as it is for the Bears or any other big-time franchise in NFL. I really admire what they've built over the years. And maybe it's because there's nothing else to do in Green Bay except support that team. But guess what? They do it.
Well, the entire state does.
The whole state, right.
By the way, for that waiting list that you talked about, which is phenomenal, 50% of all fans that attend a game at Lambeau Field are attending with tickets bought on the secondary market.
Oh, absolutely. You can make a ton of money.
Yeah, and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Didn't they try to do something where they tried to mandate the fact that you couldn't sell? Like they
Denver
would take
did
away
that. Remember, Denver was taking away season tickets?
A lot of teams have done that.
Yeah. But the Packers haven't done it yet, and I don't know if they will. It's not a very nice thing to do.
You want people in the seats.
And here's the thing. For the Packers specifically, they want people to go through that Packer Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and they've got the Packers restaurant, and they've got they actually stole the Ballpark Village idea, and they put Titletown across the street from Lambeau. So you want new people all the time that have never experienced
sure.
that stuff to walk through that stuff.
And it's still mostly Packers fans that are coming. They're the ones buying the seats
right.
from other Packers fans who happen to own the seats.
Yeah. So tonight, yes, BT.
Oh, I was just going to say, sticking in the division, we've spent time talking about these two teams for sure. I don't think we've talked at all about the Vikings coming into the season.
Probably shouldn't sleep on them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, is it a two-team race, or are you guys still looking at the Vikings and saying that they can make a push?
Yeah, I think the Vikings can for sure. It's the Lions that I'm not really worried about.
Well, that's fair.
No.
That's
I think the Vikings have a chance to be pretty good, and I know that Mike Zimmer is going to be keeping a close eye on tonight's game.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do the eye thing?
Because I'm a fun guy.
Randy.
Why?
Well, my God.
I don't like that.
Yes, you do.
You like that?
You know what, though? If they lose their first game, you know, he'll just... He'll wake up the next day and it'll all be over and he'll be fine and he'll move
right.
on.
No, that was his wife's death.
Oh,
it's not a football
okay.
game.
That's what it was. Well, you know, your wife dies sometimes and you wake up the next day and you just keep plugging away. That's all you can do. But your wife died. What?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you learn today? We want to know from you with the mic drop feature with the 101 ESPN app. What I learned today, you can also send in a text to the Hot Shots text line 65780, but we prefer your mic drops with the 101 ESPN app. And we want to know what you learned today next on 101 ESPN. All right, what did we learn today? You can send your text in to the Hot Shots text line 65780. BT is jumping around, as he should.
I'm ready for foosball.
There we go.
I'm very excited.
Ed. Good.
I'd love to see Ed.
We like your mic drops to the mic drop machine with the 101 ESPN app
that
and the
mic
text,
drop
the text machine.
Oh, yeah. The mic drop machine is brilliant.
Fantastic.
You got to make better use of it.
Guys, here's what I learned today and over the course of this week. The St. Louis Cardinals are much closer to getting back to a World Series than the San Francisco Giants are. The Giants are not great.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
It happens. Can't keep a good organization down for too long, probably. But yes, you are absolutely right on that.
10-0 for the Cardinals today, by the way, if you haven't heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A very well-pitched ball game by Dakota Hudson, who was great. I learned he's also a threat to drive in some runs, a couple of RBI. I learned something today, guys. I learned that not only is he the producer of this show, because Meat does a great job. I mean, from beginning to end, I mean, he's awesome. But he also works at the front desk.
He does.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Because well, near the end of the show, oftentimes we get a message from whoever's at the front desk if there are any tickets available, and for the evening,
like so concerts or games or whatever. Maybe they come through the station and they don't get used.
Correct. Yeah. There's tickets for KV Musgraves.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, Meat, I just want to tell you, good on you.
Hey, thank you.
For doing two jobs, because we all know it's KC and you can't type.
I didn't know that she was in town. I really like KC Musgraves.
I do too.
She's fantastic, actually.
Yeah, she is.
What does she sing?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I gotta look her up then. Okay.
Fellas, today I learned you can buy stamps at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't.
How old are you?
It doesn't matter.
Quick Trip.
Are you older than 30?
I don't mail things, really. I don't mail letters. And every time that I ever have in the past, I've gone to the post office to get those stamps.
Uh-huh. Which seems logical.
Or I just borrowed one from, hey, you got any stamps? And I borrowed one from somebody else.
Okay.
But apparently you can buy them in the grocery store, and that's really convenient.
You can get them at Quick Trip, too.
Oh, how convenient.
Yep, you can.
I like that.
I learned that Ronj has two crock pots that he's never used either one of them.
That is true.
How?
That is true.
I have two also, but they've been used multiple times.
Yeah. You know what? I think by Tuesday of next week, I will have used one of my crock pots.
I like that.
That's my promise.
What are you going to put in?
That's a crock.
I don't know yet.
Roasts are great in there, too.
Yeah, it'll be...
You should make some cheese dip and bring it in here for all of us.
I'm not making
chips
cheese
dip. Cheese dip, bro. A
little queso?
That sounds delicious, but I like the meat idea. Not Brad Barnes
dang
meat.
It.
Yeah. Like chicken, the thing you were talking about with the verde.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And pretty healthy. I mean, it's chicken and salsa. It's good for you.
Yep. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
I've learned myself that Vontaze Burfict has made some great strides when it comes to his anger management. Apparently, he is the one that held Antonio Brown back from Mike Mayock when they got into their little scuffle. So, congrats to Vontaze Burfict.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, that's only on the field where he's a little Indomican Sue.
Do we know that's how it went down, or was it him pulling him back saying, let me at him?
That could have happened.
Oh, that does happen sometimes.
Apparently, I don't know how we got this. Apparently, we have audio of the fight. Apparently, Mayock was the aggressor until it went down.
Technically, Mayock is his boss.
Yeah, Antonio Brown did say, you're not my boss. Actually, I am. That's why this is about to happen.
From the Hot Shots text line 65780, I learned today that Mike Tomlin doesn't get the praise he deserves. Antonio Brown is a whack job.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, in every single aspect, look great here.
From the Mic Drop on the 101 ESPN app, C. Wiley learned something today.
I learned today that you can get 18 runs in 2 days and only come away with one win.
That's how baseball go.
That is impressive.
Yeah, but that offense is something.
The Hot Shots text line 65780, I learned today that the airport in Chesterfield can land a plane that can hold 6 city buses inside of it.
Oh,
did you know
see, that's brilliant. When you go to the air show, you learn a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. I see a text here from the 618 meet. I don't know if you're going to get to it, but I want to. I learned today that my wife is pregnant.
Ooh, congratulations.
The only problem is I'm fixed.
That is a problem.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
It's
a miracle. It's a miracle.
Hashtag yay.
Yay.
That's a...
Hashtag... Test.
I think the vasectomy didn't take.
Didn't that happen to Antonio Cromartie?
That's what he says.
Yeah. Or maybe she went stepping out.
Oh, that could be.
What did Matthew learn today?
I learned that I probably should not have taken Antonio Brown first overall in my fantasy league.
Ooh, ouch.
I took him in the third round and I'm feeling bad about it.
Though. First overall is a bit much.
Yeah. It kind of ruined my team, though, with all A names, especially when Alshon Jeffrey got hurt.
Is that what you were going for? A bunch of A's?
Yeah, my team name is the A team.
Is it really?
Oh,
yeah. So I've got
Randy.
My running backs are Alvin Kamara and Aaron Jones. Receivers are Antonio Brown and Alshon Jeffrey. Austin Hooper is my tight end. I didn't take the Arizona defense or Adam Vinatieri. But yeah. So hey, thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots. Text line 65780 BT.
Trying to figure out how I should watch this game. That's my quarterback.
Nice.
There you go. Raj.
Going to be a big night for the Bears, baby. Damn it.
Thanks to our board operator, the always fantastic Michael Ryder. And thanks to you for tuning in, texting in, and being a part of the show. We have a couple of great interviews, Trey Wingo and then Jarrett Payton, before we head to the pregame for the opener of the NFL season. For all of us, until tomorrow at 2. Good night, St. Louis.